Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. You know, Alan, in the last couple of years, you and I have been subjecting ourselves to more Pinot Grigio because it's such a popular wine. And for years, I've really thought of them as being rather insipid. But yeah, in the last several years, darn if they're not kind of getting a whole lot betterer.
And the point of departure for this discussion is that there is Pinot Grigio, which is made in northeastern Italy, and then Pinot Gris, which is made in Alsace and also elsewhere. Same grape,
yep,
but two different approaches. And I went out and bought some Pinot Grigio and a Pinot Gris from Washington State just to see what they're doing. And Hugh, I was really impressed. The two that I tried, one was called Autumns from Friuli, which is northeast in there. And I was so amazed because it really tasted like an Alsatian tradition style Pinot Gris.
Okay.
Let's check off the boxes. It had an aroma of what I call bayberry candle and yellow pears. So check that. It had a rich, round texture. Also checks a box. And the flavors were soft lemon, pears, and a touch of tonic, quinine.
Mm-hmm.
And again, check the boxes off. The acidity is a little bit sharper, and there's just a little less weight. But that's in line with the tradition approach of Pinot Gris, which is it's lighter than the reserves. So I like this. At $22, I think it's a good choice for a dinner wine. The next one I tried was Calterne. Doesn't sound at all Italian, does it?
No.
Sounds like a California high-tech firm or something. Calterne Pinot Grigio from Assuturo Alto Adige.
Okay.
Which is the classic. We're talking classic.
I mean, that's where the best ones have always come from historically.
Indeed. 2018, $17 for this one. And I was a little bit surprised. It's very budget-friendly, as I said. Has very good varietal character and considerable flavor interest. First of all, I would say this is a wine that you don't want to overchill. So serve it cool, but not cold, because you'll get a lot more detail out of the wine. The aroma of this one had, again, the classic candle wax and pear notes, as well as some lemon blossom and mineral notes.
Mm-hmm.
So a little bit of florality. The wine has a touch of plumpness and quite a bit of bitterness to go along with the sweeter flavors. So I thought it was really well balanced and a lot of interest. At $17, if you want to have a really very, very nice Pinot Grigio to pour for people, this would be a good choice.
Well, it's Alto Adige, which is the area that I look for anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I just wanted to see what's going on elsewhere, and I came across a bottle from the Yakima Valley in Washington. And it's called Lone Birch Pinot Gris. Now, on tasting, I thought, okay, you call it Pinot Gris, but it's really more like Pinot Grigio.
Okay.
So and by that, I mean what we got was a very floral wine with very, very nice acidity, crispness, a little bit of leanness, which I don't associate with Pinot Gris itself.
Not as fleshy.
Yeah, not as fleshy at all. However, all that being said, there was a lot of really good flavor there. And at $15, this is a very, very nice value. So we're going to put all of these wines on the website, along with a little bit of description. People can look that up and find how to buy them. I think they should be in people's repertoires right now. Good, good deals.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.